Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Angel Thacker, and I want to welcome you to my Joyous Life podcast. This podcast is a place where we talk and learn about what I call the philosophy of joy, a place where all things can happen for you with a filter of pure joy in your life. You will learn, you will laugh, we'll talk about stuff that's happened in the community, and I'll share with you tips and tricks on what you can do to lift your specific joy vibration. I invite you to visit me on the web at angelthacker.com, where you can get free gifts for me that will help you with that shift in your joy vibration and find out about all the good things happening in the community. So leave your sadness and shadow energy at the door and come on in and let's talk about joy. Well, hello there, my joyous, happy people. I hope that you're having a great day. It is Sunday, and we are right smack dab in the middle of the Christmas season. I have to tell you a secret. My favorite time of year is the holiday season. Since I was a little girl, we've got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and New Year's. What is not to enjoy about that? I asked somebody that recently, and they're like, oh, bah, humbug. I say that because that's what it reminded me of. And it gave me cause to stop and think, like, why do people not enjoy this time of year? And there are lots of reasons, right? A whole lot of reasons. Sometimes you miss your family because you're far away from home, or sometimes you have bad memories of Christmas, or sometimes you've lost loved ones in the holidays season, remind you of the time you spent with them. Like, I have cherished memories, just absolute cherished memories of my childhood and Christmas. My parents made Christmas magical. There were seven of us. I'm the baby. And I have these wonderful memories of growing up in a house full of joy and gift giving and just play during the Christmas holidays with my six brothers and sisters. And you know, three of my brothers are gone now. And one of the things I cherish most are those memories as I look back on the holidays. So I want to give you permission in this one moment while we're together in this broadcast to be happy during the holidays. That's why they say happy holidays. It's a joyous time of year. You don't have to give up believing in Santa Claus. Santa Claus in your heart. Go get you some Santa Claus, get you a peppermint hot chocolate and enjoy the holiday, because so much is going to come to you when you're open to joy, right? So enough of my preaching about Christmas. I'm not done yet, by the way. We're going to talk more about it later on in the show. But I wanted to share some things with you that I thought were important in the flavor of the message today that I want to share with you in my, what I call my philosophy of joy. And it is the philosophy that I walk with. I work with clients individually and through their businesses using this process that I call the philosophy of joy. And there are 9 steps to my philosophy of joy, which you can come and visit with me on the internet at angelthacker.com. I invite you to connect with me on my website. And when you join my mailing list, you get a free gift. And one of those gifts is what I call the 21-day joy trip, a really cool process that will take you through steps of release and focus so that you can lift your joy vibration. But today, I wanted to share some things with you that I saw in the news. And I always say that I don't watch a lot of the news, but I do. And then I'm like everybody else. I Google stuff. I consult Dr. Google all the time for different things. And the analytics on Google makes lots of decisions for you when you go to search. Do you notice that? You go to search on Google and there are news stories and pictures and shopping recommendations based on all the things that you've searched for. Used to make me mad, but now I'm okay with it because everybody has to make money to live and eat and have warm place to live, so I'm not mad at them because they're not making me pay for anything. They're just suggesting things to me. That's fair, right? Anyway, there was a story that came up for me, and it was why Billie Eilish is being canceled, which is like, what? What does that even mean? And, you know, maybe one of these days we'll have a conversation about the cancel culture, because I have a lot of things to share in this philosophy of joy about the cancel culture, but we'll talk about that in another day. I want to just briefly bring this up and then segue into the subject that we're going to talk about today. So my husband calls these things clickbait. And so I fell for the clickbait and I clicked on it and I read the story. The long and the short of it is this. Billie Eilish, who's one of the newer artists in the music industry, very talented individual. Apparently, Billie Eilish's boyfriend has said some really awful things, anti-Semitic, racist, just some awful things. And because of that, people are angry and upset at him, and it's dripping off onto Billie Eilish. And so there's this conversation with some groups of people that it's not just about canceling the boyfriend, you gotta cancel Billie Eilish because she's hanging out with that guy. Interesting. This is the topic of the show today. And the topic is the people that you surround yourself with, aka your inner circle. Your inner circle is a reflection of you, and it should be there to support you, right? When you're in a space where you're trying to raise your vibration so that you can create yourself as what I call a manifestation magnet, where you're able to create the dreams that you dream of deep inside your soul, you want to soar over the mountaintops, you have to be in a positive, powerful space at all times. This includes the people that you have around you. If you want to stay happy, the people around you have to promote happy. And I don't mean that you have to be happy all the time. What I mean is, the people in your life, when you're engaged with them, especially when you're engaging in something powerful in the conversation of you're pursuing your dream, when you connect with the people in your inner circle, they can't be all naysaying and trash talky and all the things that distract you from being powerful, no more than they can just be negative Nancys that just trash talk about everything. I want to remind you sometimes when I engage with you that the energy that you produce around you is the energy that drives your goals in your journey. And if your energy is powerful and joyous and just absolutely amazing, your joyous will be stellar. But if your energy is blah, yeah, that's what your journey is going to be. So let's go back to the Billie Eilish example, where here's a person, a young person, doing something absolutely amazing in the community. And then the person that she has connected with goes out in the community and just is messy, we'll call it. Then that energy is reflecting upon Billie Eilish. So how would that make you feel? How would that make you feel if that was you working on connecting and creating your joyous life and the person closest to you is messy? I don't want you to turn your back on your friends and your loved ones. That's not what there is to do. So this isn't about that at all. So please take a deep breath and know that you don't have to write people off and exit relationships so that you can create your dreams. What you have to do is create tears in your organization. My friend, think of yourself like a major corporation. You are the LLC corporation of you. You are the CEO, right? You are the CEO of this dynamic, amazing, incredible organization, and you have people that are part of running this organization. You have an assistant, you have a vice president of this, you have a director of that, you have all of these people, and you may even have a partner if you're in a relationship. And we have all seen companies that have been brought down because of the behaviors of their executives and the ownership of their company. My goodness, if you follow finance and you follow cryptocurrency, one of the major players in cryptocurrency is going through turmoil based on the lack of real business knowledge and just all kinds of interesting things from the leader of the company. And people are suffering across a large bandwidth, like a huge number of people, millions if not billions of dollars, are lost or have been lost as a result of the behaviors. We see this stuff every day. Every day. Consider yourself the same. Everything you do represents your brand as your company. And everything the people that work for you within your little company represent you. You have to have officers in your circle. And I talk about that. I sit down with my clients and I have them build a circle and give the people titles. And then one of the most important people in your organization is a person I call the positivity partner. You need a positivity partner. And this person has a specific job. Their job is to help keep you focused on the positivity so you can stay out of the shadow energy, right? And this person has a serious role in your organization, and it has to be somebody who knows that's the role they play. You have to sit down and have a conversation with this person to say, hey man, I've decided to promote you to Angel Thacker LLC's positivity board, and you are my positivity partner. And then set expectations about what you need this person to do. Now, mind you, they're not an accountability partner. That's a conversation for another day. They're there to remind you of why you're amazing, to remind you of what you're up to. They're not there to listen to you rag on stuff. They're not somebody to dump on. That's another person. They're there to stop the shadow talk and stop the distraction, to interrupt your space, to keep you focused on positivity. And when you're focused on positivity and not distracted by the shadow talk, then you can come out and say what you need to say so that if somebody in your life, like your loved one, your partner, says something not so nice and people come down on your organization about it, and remember, you are the organization, you can say what you need to say and do what you need to do so if they're going to cancel somebody, they'll just cancel them. And you won't be pulled in on the backlash. And the backlash won't come and get you. Right? I have a lot of passion about this concept of a positivity partner. I've got 3 positivity partners in my life. And it could be as simple for me as when I get up in the morning and I'm bombarded because I have a lot of clients, and sometimes you get up and they're emailing you and they're texting you and they've got stuff going on in their lives. I want to be a powerful solution for my clients so I can't get distracted by their energy when they're in a space of chaos. So sometimes I have to reach out to my positivity partner to help me refresh my energy and stay on target. I have a way that I coach people to create and connect with the positivity partner. If you connect with me, I'm happy to bring you in and let you know how this is done, but I'm going to give you this specific tip today. The tip is this. Number one, I said it before, don't reach out to your positivity partner to grind through your issue. That is a job for somebody else. You don't want to take the person whose job it is to give you a positivity boost. You don't want to give them a reason to not want to connect with you. What do I mean by that? Have you ever had a friend or a relative where every time they called you, it was to complain about something? We all have had that person, right? Doesn't it get up to a point where sometimes your phone rings and you look at it and you see that person's name, you don't want to pick up the phone because you just can't deal with it right now? You feel me? You don't want your positivity partner to ever have that feeling when they look at your name. So when you connect to your positivity partner for support, it's not about, this is what's happening to me right now. It's about, I need you help. Do you see where there's a difference? We'll talk about, as time grows, we'll talk about who that other person is when you need somebody to talk to, because we all need somebody to talk to. If you don't have somebody to talk to, life can get real complicated and it can get hard to pull out of the hole back into positivity and joy. So that's point one. Point two is you just want to touch them. And let me grab them and touch them. What I mean is the best and most ideal way would be to send your positivity partner a text saying, oh my God, I need you. Tap in. Help. And their response should be a text message that is something powerful that you guys have agreed upon. Or a phone call is like, this, what do you need? And you tell that person, I just need something positive and powerful. And they'll sing you a song or tell you a story or just give you a mantra. Or three, a sit down. Maybe you just need their energy. And again, I don't mean like a therapeutic sit down conversation. I mean, maybe go to coffee and just sit with them and giggle. Go shopping. That's my favorite task. Go shopping, just giggle and distract yourself from what's going on. That is the job of the positivity partner. They have no other job for you. The thing that I love about this process is that positivity partner, when you give them that power, they embrace it and they love it. They absolutely love it. All I gotta do is be like the positive voice for you, and I don't gotta listen to no junk and blah, blah, blah. That's awesome. And they will plan and they will be ready for you when you need them to support you. How do you like that? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a great positivity partner? Or better yet, how about if you were someone's positivity partner? What would that look like? How would you feel? What kinds of things would you do to support your friend, your loved one, as their positivity partner? Kind of a cool idea, huh? So, I have a challenge for you, my friend. What I want you to do is go through your list of friends, write them all down on a piece of paper, and go through them and say, of these people, who would be a good positivity partner for me? Which one? And then I want you to reach out to that friend. Talk to them on the phone. Don't text them. This is a conversation you need to have with somebody. Not because what you're proposing is ridiculous, because they need to hear you. You know, you need to connect heart to heart, right? So reach out to your potential. Reach out to your potential positivity partner and let them know that you want to promote them to positivity partner and invite them to a sit down, a lunch, a coffee, whatever works for you, a hike, you know, whoever you are, whatever works for you, where you guys can sit and talk about what it means. This is a very sacred position in your circle. This person knows everything that you want to accomplish, so it's somebody that you trust deeply. Deeply trust. And when they agree to take on being your positivity partner, they will stand with you. And when you need them, they will come. And your life will be more powerful. So do that for me. Do that. Let's do that together. You know, when you reach out and find out who it's going to be and you're going to have your meeting, I would love for you to email me. My email is angel@angelthacker.com. And let me know how that conversation went. I'd love to share the adventures that you go through to create this energy in your life in future podcasts, future broadcasts, so that people can see how powerful these processes are. I'm going to be honest with you, because I'll always be honest with you. This is not just about a philosophy. This is about a movement. And it's time for us to change and shift our society, our community, from the negativity and separatism and hatred that we have flowing. I want to start a positivity movement. If you want to join me in starting a positivity moment, please, a movement, ooh, positivity moment, I like that. If you want to join me in creating a positivity movement, please contact me. Send me an email. My contact information is right there in the description, or come to my website and you'll get it there. And help engage this change of energy so that we have a better place to live. And we have a positive place to live, and you can be in a space where you are now creating that powerful, incredible energy called manifestation in your life, because you can do anything in the space of pure joy. And that's what I'd like to help you create. So today we talked about creating that positivity partner. I want to know how you do in your journey looking for and creating that partner. Please send me some emails. You can text me. My number is right there. I like to receive text messages. I'm fine with that. So that we can create a bounty of joy in our community. Find me on the website, angelthacker.com. Check me on Facebook. All my links are there. Join my mailing list so that you can receive your free gifts. I've got lots of free gifts for you. But I also want you to receive all the news and updates and the happenings that are going on in case you'd like to join. And for those of you who will take on my challenge, about every month or so, I have what I call my Positivity Partner Inauguration. And it's just a virtual event. We come together, introduce you to the team, and allow you to celebrate your positivity partner. It allows them to really see what you're trying to do and allows them to feel really special, because they are special people. So I would love to see some of you there. In the meantime, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. There will be more as we go through this process. Send me your notes. What do we want to talk about? What would you like to address? What kind of stories are out there? I'll be looking around society to find things, and sometimes I might even come on and tell a joke. I don't know. We'll see. We're in this together, my friends. In the meantime, have a fabulous day. Happy holidays. Be joyous, dang it. Have a good time. Ho, 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 and all that good stuff. I'm Dr. Angel Thacker. I will talk to you next time. Have a joyous day today and have a joyous week. I'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.